Hello, I'm Rachel Forrest, and this is Wine Me, Dine Me. Well, some of you might have participated in Sober November, or perhaps a Go Sober October, both dedicated to spending a month booze-free, hangover-free, and hopefully with more money in your pocket. Others of you might vow to drink less in the new year or make a resolution to not drink ever again. There are friends and family in my world who can't and shouldn't drink alcohol, and some who have given it up for good. During the holidays, wine, beer, and cocktails are all around us. We socialize with booze, clink our glasses of eggnog and mulled wine with a hearty cheers and happy holidays. New Year's Eve is coming up, and Christmas, both occasions for imbibing with the bubbly. In the U.S., many holidays have become occasions to drink. St. Patrick's Day, Cinco de Mayo, they all involve partying with cocktails, it seems. But what about the abstainers and the designated drivers? What drink will you hold when raising a glass in celebration? The whole craft cocktail scene has really taken off, and bartenders are making their own bitters and elixirs, shrubs and tinctures, and craft distilleries abound. It's an exciting time for the cocktail world, and hanging out in bars is more interesting than ever. As a result, on the mocktail front, we're way beyond the Shirley Temple and Roy Rogers days, far evolved from the era when those who don't drink or don't want to drink alcohol have to settle for just plain juice, a sweet soda, or plain old club soda with lime. Get recipes and ideas for all these great no-booze cocktails in this week's Wine Me, Dine Me. And Happy New Year and Merry Christmas, everyone. That's it for me this week. Join me next week for another Wine Me, Dine Me.